February 6th, this feast of St. Palmichian companions, martyrs. A friend of mine was recently diagnosed with a very aggressive, often fatal form of cancer. He's facing months of debilitating chemotherapy with an uncertain outcome. Yet when I spoke to him recently, he was remarkably upbeat and at peace. A big reason is his doctor. He is one of the best in the field, but even more important is the personal care and attention he has given to my friend. He has spent many hours with him, sometimes staying late into the evening and coming in on weekends to meet. He's listened carefully to my friend's experiences, both physically and mentally, to get as full and accurate a picture as possible of how he is doing. He has explained thoroughly the diagnosis and the treatment program, along with the rationale for it and what the alternatives are. Most of all, he has been honest, laying out the prognosis, the risks, the effects of the treatment, and the possible outcomes. He has not made any unrealistic promises, only that my friend will get the best possible care and that the doctor will be with him every step of the way. That was what my friend needed most of all, to know that he would not face his ordeal alone, but will have someone he could trust at his side to guide and accompany him through it all. This has been reinforced by a great outpouring of concern and support from his community, family, and friends. This caring presence is what Jesus offers us always, as today's readings remind us. All three, the first reading, the psalm, and the gospel, refer to the Good Shepherd, the image used throughout Scripture to represent God's loving care for his people. The shepherd is out there with the flock. He guides and protects them along their way. They are never left to wander off in confusion or exposed to their enemies. That is what we see in today's gospel. When the disciples are overwhelmed, Jesus takes them off to a place of rest. Then, when he encounters the neediness and confusion of the crowd, he gives them guidance through his teaching and frees them from the demons that enslave them and keep them from being fully alive and human. In the same way, Jesus is always there with us, caring for us, showing us the right path, freeing us from our own demons of anger, hatred, prejudice, dependency, and despair. The promise is not that everything will be made perfect or that we will never face challenges, but rather that when we walk through our own dark valley, we will never face it alone. If we trust in Christ, he will bring us through to a place of rest and refreshment. And that is what we most need. People can face the most daunting challenges in life if they know they will not face them alone, that there are those they can trust to accompany them, care for them, and do whatever is best for them. Today's saints, Palmichi and his companions, are a great example. They endured terrible persecution, contempt, torture, and death with joy, singing hymns on the way to their execution because they had such a deep sense of Christ's presence among them, confirmed by the support of their fellow Christians who stood by them to the end. It is the work of the church to make the presence of Christ felt by being the shepherd that stands by those in need, caring for and guiding them in their darkest moments. This mission was passed on from Christ to his disciples and on through the generations to us. It is not the function of just a few designated individuals in the church, but a responsibility we all share. A community like this one at Holy Trinity is being faithful to its calling to the extent that everyone is present to those in need, not only to one another, but to all your neighbors. This is something you do well here, with so many in the community willing to become actively involved in such a wide range of ministries and to form a welcoming environment for everyone. This is the way that you become Christ the Good Shepherd, and in doing so, experience his caring presence in your own lives.